All right, so in the next installment of the UP Alumni event, brought to you by UP Alumni, we are talking about the event that is going to be taking place this week, Wednesday, the 10th of June, which is basically a turnaround strategy and business rescue for struggling businesses. Now, on the line at the moment, we've got Professor Alex Antonis, who's going to talk us through what we're going to be discussing on Wednesday. But more importantly, he's also going to give us some insight into what a struggling business is today. Alex, how are you? Prof. Antonis, how are you?
I'm fine. Please call me Alex. Thanks
sure.
For the call.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, so let's get straight into it. I'm a young business owner. I've just started a business, and now COVID-19 hits, lockdown hits, and now my business is struggling. What is the definition of a struggling business?
Well, Mark, I think there are two components. The one is generic issues that stipulates that you have been afraid of the stress, and then there are specific ones. So the generic one is normally cash flows, cash and customer, those are the two. So failing cash flows, lower cash flows, that's your red flag. And then also your customers, you recover it, a lot of them don't have or didn't have customers, and some still don't have. So those are the two generic ones. Also falling margins, that is the cash flow, poor sales growth or no sales, extended payment days, those kind of things. And then specifically, you look at each company with a different risk profile.
Okay.
So, like a practical, if you have a guesthouse now or a restaurant, you're really in trouble due to the lockdown.
Yeah.
But if you're an IT company, digitalizing company, so customers, then you're probably growing now.
Yeah.
So it depends on the nature of each company.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just take a look at it. Obviously, business in South Africa is a very interesting topic of conversation to explore, because businesses in South Africa, because of the nature, because of the unique nature of the way in which people conduct business in Africa, and more specifically in South Africa, businesses in South Africa are interesting to look at. But one of the biggest things that stands out for me is that we've been through a recession, over the last couple of months. The recession has now become a serious problem for business owners. Obviously, looking at COVID-19 and obviously looking at lockdown, what should young entrepreneurs be looking out for if they're in the process of starting a business, if they've just sort of looked at it from a recession point of view? What should we be doing as young entrepreneurs to avoid our business getting into a struggling position?
It's actually a phase where a lot of opportunities arise. And it might sound funny, but there are many positive new opportunities arising. You know, on a negative note, a lot of companies are closing down, and that opens new opportunities.
Okay.
On the one side. On the other side, one should be aware of the fact that a lot of customers aren't able to afford expensive and luxurious products due to their old COVID thing.
Right.
So look for opportunities where you have non-luxurious or basic products that can really satisfy a big market.
Okay. All right. So hypothetically speaking, let's use the example. I always, when we're talking about business, I always use the example of the t-shirt or the jersey. So I open up a t-shirt company. I design my own clothing brand. I find a textile company in Cape Town that is still shipping during COVID-19. I end up in the situation where I'm still trading under COVID-19. The business isn't growing. It's just sort of stagnating. Would you class me as a struggling business then?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And it's unforeseen risk and unforeseen circumstances. I know there's a company in Cape Town that was a textile, so making clothing and so on. And they immediately transformed their factory into making masks.
Okay.
So that's very entrepreneurial, creative, looking for new markets. That's what we want.
Okay. So we're looking for, okay. So we're taking the existing skills and we're taking it from there.
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing I'm just thinking from a young entrepreneur standpoint. One thing that we do as young entrepreneurs, and this is something that I'm hoping you're going to talk about on Wednesday at the UP alumni event, is debt rescue. Because the very first thing that we do, we leave university and we say, okay, cool, we need a little bit of cash money to start a business. So we go to the bank and we get a personal loan from the bank, and then that money then goes into the business, not realizing that we're going to be paying that personal loan off for the next 7 years or 8 years or whatever the terms are. Now, during COVID-19, obviously, because there's no money coming in, how do we approach debt rescue? Or how do we look at it and go, okay, cool, well, if we're a struggling business, the main focus is here is not getting blacklisted. Do you have any advice to young people who are in that sort of situation?
Well, yes, the finance will be the way that people would be, I would call it, the new economy that we're moving into. So
yeah.
The cost of capital is quite low now, interest rates are low. But I think the access to finance will be very difficult due to risk. And
yeah.
As you know, banks and financiers are looking into risk. So at this stage, you know, South Africa, the number one source of finance is family and friends and private investment. So that's where I will look for crowdfunding or something like that.
Okay.
But mainstream, it's going to be very difficult.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right, so let's talk about what we're actually going to be discussing on Wednesday. So this Wednesday, the 10th of June, we have got the next installment of the UP alumni event. And this UP alumni event aims to talk about turnaround strategies and business rescue. So let's just talk about a turnaround strategy very quickly. So again, I use the example of the T-shirt company. So I'm a young entrepreneur. I live in Sunnyside. I'm a graduate from the University of Pretoria, and I'm selling T-shirts out of the back of my car. Now, obviously, during lockdown, I can't really drive around that much. Now, obviously, during lockdown, getting my hands on quality T-shirts is going to be a problem. Are you looking at turnaround strategies for small businesses like that, all the way up to major businesses, or what are we going to be talking about on Wednesday?
Yes, we're very excited about that panel session. We will be looking at micro enterprises, medium, small, and big.
Okay.
And we have quite an experienced panel, We've got Professor Lawrence Pistorius, who is a top specialist on turnaround and rescue. We have Dr. Wigley Rossum Smith, who's also focusing on rescue and insolvency and strategy. We have Reba Lecholo, which is focusing on sense making, which is also part of strategy. And then Dr. Rachel Maritz, which is a top specialist in strategy and disruptive innovation. And then myself will focus on design thinking and innovation.
Okay.
Now, to answer your question on turnaround, the big thing we'll see now is a wave of innovation, new things, new ways of selling your T-shirts, new ways of making your T-shirts and distributing it.
Okay.
So that's essentially what we'll discuss. We look at what is the rescue process, what the turnaround issues and all strategies there are, and also a big question on innovation, which we'll address.
Okay, wonderful. So how to innovate your way of thinking, and also how to innovate your business?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so one thing that you've touched on is innovation. As young entrepreneurs, as entrepreneurs in general in South Africa, we need to be innovative because we're dealing with a hugely interesting market. As I mentioned earlier, you've got a hugely cosmopolitan market. So in terms of thinking right now, if I am looking to graduate at the end of this year with my degree, with my BCom business management or my BA general or whatever it is, and I'm looking to become a UP alumni entrepreneur, what strategy should I be innovating, or what should I be focusing on in terms of innovation right now?
Obtain knowledge and skills on how to be entrepreneurial and business orientated. And let me tell you one thing, at the University of Pretoria, we becoming a leading entrepreneurial university. So the one thing that we offer for all our students for free is an online course in entrepreneurship. So they can check in on ClickUp. It's called a POT, Entrepreneurship POT, and it's a 10-week process, or some much faster. And they learn everything about entrepreneurship there, and they end up with a business model and business plan, which should be innovative. And so I'll start there. If you don't study, you know, entrepreneurship or related.
Yeah.
And then we have a very strong incubation system at UP.
Yes.
So you have an idea, you have a strong, compelling business model or plan, and we help you from there as well and give you access to market and money.
Yeah, we've had dealings with the UP incubators before, and they are it's a fantastic system. It really is.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Prof, thank you so much for joining us today. So obviously on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about struggling businesses, and we're going to be talking about business rescue and turnaround strategies. I'm very looking forward to hearing what you have to say. I think that anybody who talks about innovation in today's day and age is somebody who's thinking towards the future. So thank you very much for joining us today. Is there anything that you want to leave us with?
Yes, there's a last thing. At University of Pretoria, we also started an SME portal, which is for existing businesses in distress. So if you know of any business who is in distress or battling, we have an array of professional services for free on our portal to assist them. We had about 5,000 student businesses in the past 2 weeks, which we assist. So you're welcome to announce that and enter that portal. It's smeportal.up.ac.za.
SMEportal.up.
SMEportal.up.ac.za.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, that's excellent. Yeah, we'll definitely go and check that out. Prof. Antonis, thank you so much for chatting to us today. And we wish you the best of luck on Wednesday.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Looking forward.